Timmins today asked all candidates questions ahead of the October 24 municipal election. Below are the responses from Ward 2, South Porcupine, candidate Marcus Niebler. Timmins' population is declining, with another drop reported in the most recent census. What can be done within the municipality's scope to attract and retain new residents? With regards to population decline, the municipality could be working closer with the college to offer a larger diversity of programming. Many young residents leave the city to pursue education avenues that are not available here in Timmins. They leave and do not return. We need to push harder to get Northern College a university status. Secondly, the municipality needs to build more condominium housing for snowbirds. Timmins is an ideal city to attract half-year summer seasonal residents. Full-time taxpayer, part-time service user. Communication and transparency have been identified as a concern by the public and by the chamber. What does municipal transparency mean to you? Transparency means no closed-door meetings. Clearly defined agendas by all parties. We are elected to ensure the city runs in a manner that reflects its citizens. My agenda is clear. When elected, my primary focus will be to the people of South Porcupine. I do agree that all of the issues I will vote on need to be good for all of Timmins, not just specific wards. Related. We're already in a crisis. Doc shortage top priority for Group C. Advance voting opens October 11. Everyone is feeling the financial impacts of inflation and the cost of living is rising faster than most residents' salary increases. How can the municipality help residents, especially those with a low income or seniors, through this period? The municipality needs to prioritize its most vulnerable citizens. We should be looking at creative ways to lower the cost of services, without lowering the quality of the services. I am an advocate for public transportation to become a free service. 4 years ago, when the federal government decided to raise minimum wage by $3 an hour, we saw a 30% increase in the cost of many a household item. This hurts all social-economic classes. The answer should be to stop taking money in the form of tax away from those who do not make enough. We do this by implementing a tax freeze on municipal taxes at least until the rest of the province catches up. Timmins has one of the highest municipal tax rates in the country. What do you want voters to know about you? If people would like to know more about me, just shoot me a text or a call to 905-371-5625. Read Niebler's candidate profile here. The other Ward 2 candidates are Mickey Auger and Lorne Feldman. The municipal election is October 24. Advance voting is being done online and runs October 11 to 24. In-person polls are open on election day.